This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is bringing out leaders of business later today to help sell President Joe Biden's climate-friendly transformation of the U.S. economy at a virtual summit of world leaders. The Associated Press reports the final day of the two-day summit on climate change will feature Bill Gates, Mike Bloomberg, and executives for solar and other renewable energy programs. The summit has featured the world's major powers and major polluters pledging to cooperate on cutting petroleum and coal emissions. But Republicans are sticking to the arguments that former President Donald Trump made in pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. They point to China as the world's worst climate polluter, the U.S. number two, and say any transition to clean energy hurts American oil, natural gas, and coal workers. A fire in a hospital treating COVID-19 patients in India killed at least 13 people earlier today as the country struggles to cope with the world's biggest surge of daily coronavirus infections since the pandemic began last year. The South Asian nation's health ministry said earlier today it counted a record-breaking 332,730 new infections in the past 24 hours, surpassing Thursday's record daily toll of 314,835 new infections. At least six hospitals in New Delhi, the capital, have run out or are on the verge of running out of oxygen for patients. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding meetings today with the country's chief ministers to determine how best to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. SpaceX is set to launch its third crew to the International Space Station in about an hour, using a rocket and crew capsule in a human mission for the first time. The Crew 2 mission is set to blast off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida after being delayed a day because of adverse weather conditions along the flight path. It's the third time SpaceX will send humans to the International Space Station as part of its multi-billion-dollar contract with NASA. Foreign leaders are in Chad for today's funeral of slain President Idris Deby, despite warnings from rebels that foreign leaders should not attend these services for security reasons. A military council led by General Mahatma Idris Deby took power after his father, who had ruled for 30 years and was a close ally of Western powers in the fight against Islamist militants, was killed in battle with the rebels on Monday. France, Chad's former colonial ruler, defended the military takeover, saying it was necessary for security. Two Indonesian Navy ships are searching for the submarine that disappeared 2 days ago and has less than a day's supply of oxygen left for its 53 crew members. Navy said it believes the submarine sank in waters at least 2,000 feet deep, much deeper than its collapsed depth point, estimated at around 656 feet. Neighboring countries rushed their rescue ships to support the complex operation. The submarine was participating in a training exercise Wednesday when it missed a scheduled reporting call. Officials reported an oil slick and smell of diesel near the starting position of its last dive just north of the resort island in Bali, though there has been no conclusive evidence so far that they are linked to the submarine. The U.S. Senate on Thursday overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at bolstering efforts to combat rising anti-Asian hate crimes here in the U.S. during the COVID-19 pandemic. The bill would establish a new Justice Department position to expedite the review of COVID-19-related hate crimes and provide support for local law enforcement agencies to respond to anti-Asian hate violence. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives, where it is expected to pass with wide bipartisan support. President Biden is expected to sign it into law when it reaches his office, or his desk, that is. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.